Good evening, and welcome to the Talk It Out podcast with Neil Bailey Harper. I am Neil Bailey Harper, and I'm here tonight off the cuff with good grief. However you happen, life happens every day. The music I'm listening to, wow, when I listen to music and myself, I often like to listen to Bill Evans. This is Bill Evans. The song is Peace, Peace. Good day. I hope today finds you well, if not well. I will pray for the blessings of better health, physical and mental. Let's see. Where do I start? Like love is an emotion, grief is an emotion to me. Like love is an individual emotion, grief is an individual emotion. If we're fortunate, we have cycles of love. And I say cycles because the first time it happens, you might not know what it is. And then the second time it happens, the only thing I can think is it's close to the way I felt the first time. All different kinds of love. But it's a feeling involved in all of them. Grief is an emotion. And it happens. Yeah. However you happen, life happens every day. And love and grief are part of everyday life. If you've been following my podcast, and I thank you, I really do. Even if I'm talking to myself, I thank you for pretend listening. But I thank you for listening. Hope you like the podcast. Want to subscribe to it? I could use some subscribers, guys. I'd love for you to subscribe to it. We're on Apple, Google Play, Spotify, Overcast, about three or four more. So if you want to subscribe, $4.95, it'd be greatly appreciated. And you can share the podcast. So there's, if you follow the podcast, like I was saying, there is a, originally in my family of siblings, there were 12. Since then, I've discovered an older brother, just a brother of mine and three others, and a sister my age, just a sister of mine and maybe two others. But the core 12 was raised in the same house. The Dirty Dozen was raised in the same house in 2124 West Master Street in North Philadelphia. And over the last 5 or 6 years, the oldest of my siblings in Philadelphia, Wayne, had been ill. We also are now up on YouTube at Neil Bailey hyphen Harper. YouTube at Neil Bailey hyphen Harper. There's a podcast on there. I believe it's the, might be the first YouTube podcast. It's entitled Brotherly Love. And it's a podcast I did with my brother Wayne and his wife Jerry in July 2020. Wayne was ill, like I said, for 5 years. Good health, or fair health, and then all along the line, but he, man, the fight he put in, the way he loved life, he displayed it every day. And I wanted to make sure I had a visual and an audio memory of him to share. I've got plenty of tapes I can rewind in my mind, but one I could share. I knew he would like that. And I remember going to the hospital 5 years ago, my brother Billy and I, and we had gotten a hotel room around from the hospital in Pennsylvania, Philadelphia, thinking that we were going there the next morning to see Wayne for the last time. And on the way there, my sister Mickey from California called and said she just FaceTimed him, and that whole thing turned around. So in 2020, that gave us all of this time. Wayne passed away on Saturday, the 27th of April. Fortunately, I had got to see him two times the week before. I live in Virginia, in Alexandria. They live in Philadelphia. But I got to see him two times that week, the Sunday before and the Thursday. And Sunday, he looked better. He's sitting up in a chair with his Eagle shirt on and doing a little, trying to do some physical therapy. Thursday, he was fading away. And he knew it. And he told me that, as I sat very closely to him on Thursday. And he reminded me of some things he wanted me to do for him. Wanted me to, just some things he wanted me to do. I didn't think he was going to go away that quickly. But again, you know, we never thought he was going to go away that quickly in 5 or 6 years. But he did. And the funeral is upcoming this week. And why I try to stay in touch with my insides as well as my outsides. Grief is not something I've had a lot of practice with when it comes to my family members. Again, there's 12 siblings. He's the oldest one in this version of my family, and he's the first one to pass. The youngest one is maybe 59, close to 60. Wayne was 78 when he passed. And unaware of how things, if you allow things to touch you, unaware of how you'll be touched, I kind of tried to find out where I was. Again, not for a podcast, just because I wanted to stay in touch with myself and be there as the next male sibling out of this 12. Be there to kind of do what's need to be done, which is something Wayne taught me a while back, to be prepared to do what needs to be done. When my grandmother passed away, maybe 30 years ago, 1993, maybe a little, yeah, something like that. Me and my brother Billy were in our early 30s, I believe, and we went to Philadelphia, and Wayne called us that morning when we got there and said meet him at a certain place. And when we got there, we found out we were meeting him at the funeral home. And Wayne just looked at me and said, watch me and do everything. Remember to do everything I do when the time comes. Years later, when my wife, the woman I'm related to by marriage, lost her mother, I was in a position and blessed to be in a position to help put her mother to rest. And I leaned on the things I saw Wayne do and the demeanor he carried. And just the empathy I wanted to show for everybody, family members I knew and or family members I didn't know. So I remember calling him afterwards, thanking him for passing on that knowledge to me, unbeknownst how soon I would need it. Now I find, like, this grief thing to me, because I've become so close to my oldest brother, the grief thing to me hit me in ways I was just opening myself, preparing for it, not knowing what it was. This is Bill Evans. It's called My Foolish Heart. and allowing myself to process my vulnerabilities. Process my vulnerability freely, openly, carefully. I did more crying before he passed than when he actually passed. I remember the Saturday he did pass, I was taking a nap. And I saw my phone ring. One of my sisters called. And then it rang again. And then it rang again. And I knew I had to pick it up, but I knew I didn't want to. Wayne had gone. There was no swell of emotion then. There was just a peaceful feeling in me because I got to see him. I got to spend time with him. Now I had to spend time with myself. Learn this, how this thing works, how this thing feels, who might need me to vent, or who might want me to talk to, who I might want to talk to. But life happens every day. And when I was found, what I found out was by addressing my grief, that grief had to be mixed in to everyday life. So when I'm up driving to work, and I work with little children, I work with 3, 4, and 5 year olds, and the thing about that is that I do live entertainment for them. So I can't go into 3, 4, and 5 year olds unless I have good grief. Unless I need to pour something out in a different way than it went in. Kids adore me. But if I told them what I was going through, it's not for them, it's for me. What's for them is what good I can turn that into. In my performance, in my interaction. Just driving felt different. As a man of a certain age, I'm in my 60s, so those things started to play on my head. The fear of death. Yeah, I do. In the podcast I did with Wayne, again, that is Brotherly Love. It's on YouTube at Neil Bailey Harper. I asked him, he went out, or he was basically dead for a minute or two. And once I got the moment, I asked kind of silly like, but I was seriously wanting to know, what did he see? Where did he go? What was there to where he was? He didn't know. And I don't know what I expected him to tell me. But death also causes me, and makes me think about living. Not as in what left do I want to do, as into what I can do breathing, living today, tomorrow. Emotions are hard, and everybody handles them in a different way. And with their emotions that you're not used to, you got to, I don't know, with emotions I'm not used to, I have to kind of introduce myself to them at that firstly. And then hey, I'm not always in control of where I go with them. But I don't put them in a bad place. Because I don't feel like I was in a bad place. I just hurt. Not in a bad place, just hurt. And because I hurt, those who are around me that have to do, that are dealing with what I'm dealing with, I can't do anything but offer them compassion where they at, because that's all I want. Empathy and compassion. I don't, you know, I just need I just need what I need without hurting anyone. And it might cause changes. It might cause discomfort. Learning is uncomfortable. So is loving. And you're not trying to hurt anybody. It's just so, you know, the other thing I realized too, when I say that I happen every day and life happens every day, when I threw grief into that, nothing else that happened in life could hurt me as much. It was like I had room to embrace good, room to embrace bad, room to just take it, because I lost someone I love. And I have to feel that moment. I want to feel that moment. I want to get lost in that moment sometimes. But I also want to do in this moment what I got from that moment. I want to be now what I was then in this time, if that makes any sense at all. When you happen, life happens every day. So I chose my focus as carefully as I could on what was happening every day, knowing that the intangible of grief is part of the mix. I'm not going to tell you my business. I'll share some of my journey. And my journey is, without questioning God, I inquire about the timing of some things. I inquire about the work I do. Not as to when the bow breaks, but as to just keep doing the work, hoping I'm reaching people, hoping I'm reaching myself. See, a lot of times I believe when we talk, well, speak for myself, sometimes when I talk, I want to share. And the message I want to share might be for me. Processing vulnerabilities tells me it's okay to feel like I feel. As long as I'm not, offending anyone unnecessarily. Grief is an explosion. It can be smooth, or it can be loud. For me, it's different every day. And I don't want anybody to worry about me, because this is not about me. This is about my brother. And I'm learning how to grow through this. I don't know when it ends. Who knows when love begins and love ends? I don't know when grief ends or grief begins. I just know that I've had some good times. I have some good thoughts. And I want to push on and share good through my legacy. How do you handle grief? Is your grief good? Is there such a thing as good grief? I believe there is. It feels like it feels. Hey, I just wanted to talk. And I hope what I'm talking about is okay. I hope you understand where I'm coming from, or I hope you might have been able to, how you process your grief. Prayerfully, you haven't had that much of it. And how you mix the life into that, that happens every day. Good, bad, and different. Real life. Okay. I'll be back very soon. But thank you for listening. This is the Talk It Out Podcast with Neil Bailey Harper. That's my dog. See you later.